Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm trying to think, if I were playing in a game and they came down and said, Houston Nutt, who's my coach at Arkansas, you're 65, you can't go.
You
can't go. Joe Ferguson, who played 19 years in the NFL, he's got to be 70 by now, right?
Yeah, he's
got can't go. You can't go.
We lost Joe.
I'd look over at the other coaches and go, hey, I ain't coming back to the sideline. I got this thing right here.
Clint be over there running tempo.
We'd red ball the hell out of it. I promise you that. But yeah. I mean, I would seriously take it over. You got to believe that James Harden or Russell Westbrook would take this thing over on the sideline if this were the situation, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I respect Matt. I respect Matt, and he handles the halftime interviews really well. But
I mean, I feel like Jeff Green would get the clipboard before Matt would. To draw up the play,
I don't know if Harden's gonna let old Jeff Green mess it up.
I know Harden gets it. I'm just saying, if we went down the line and said, "All right, the people in the Rockets organization, that would draw up the play. Can Daryl come down? How old is Daryl? Can Daryl Morey? Just
Morey,
coach?
Nah.
Can
now,
he come down
think,
and coach?
He ain't 60.
He can't come down. He can come down and coach.
Well, I'm out, man.
I don't think. I think Daryl probably cost Harden a little money over in China with some comments he made.
I'd feel more comfortable with Daryl down there with the clipboard than Matt. And I apologize, Matt. I don't know your coaching expertise, but I just don't. I feel like there are about seven players in front of Matt that gets the clipboard before Matt does. And I just feel like I'm running down, Matt.
Man, it would be nice in this situation to have the coach in waiting, right? Because Mike D'Antoni, we didn't talk about this. Mike D'Antoni is a lame duck coach. He don't have a contract beyond this year. In fact, I heard a conversation the other day about 2-3 weeks ago where his contract may be up before they start back. He may be playing outside of a contract window.
Can we check Elston? Can Elston lie about his age?
Elston, give us one back?
Yeah. Can we say Elston? Yeah, no, actually, Elston's 59. What if you had the cutoff? What if in the middle of the playoffs a coach turned 60? Do they then have to?
Come on, surely not.
Do they then have to go?
This
I'm telling you, I can't get over this. There's so many ways that I look at this.
Show, we've gone from hell yeah, live sports, NBA's coming back to uh-oh.
Are they coming back?
And if they do, what the hell are the Rockets going to do?
Yeah, they're coming back. I just don't know if Mike is.
Could you imagine coaching with a mask on? If they let him go down there, could you imagine coaching the whole game? You can't even go to the grocery store with your mask on.
I can't. I mean, I about pass out when I go to the grocery store and I put the – I was in HEB the other day, 7 minutes. I had to find an aisle alone, and I just had to come down. Woo!
Bruh.
Oh, my God. It just felt, woo! It felt so good. I just couldn't, because I can't do it. I'm about to pass out. I don't know, man. Mine is a real thick one. Like, what? Mine is a thick one.
Yeah, I was going to say, your choice of mask. There's an old boy walking in the building out here earlier when I was sitting in my car listening to a little UGK getting ready for the show today.
Why not?
And this old boy, I saw him coming up from behind in the mirror, and he was staring at me like I took his spot or something. So I was like, what the hell is wrong with this dude?
Probably didn't wave.
Chief, maybe not. He has got a mask, like a cloth mask like you got. Yours is cloth, isn't it?
Yeah, mine is.
And Chief, he's got this thing pulled so hard around, and it goes from like cheekbone to cheekbone. It ain't just mouth and nose. And I don't know if his ears were set real far back in his head or something, so it was stretching it on his lips.
Come on, man.
But I ain't kidding you. I'm not kidding you, man. I could see the lump of his nose and the shape of his lips. It was so tight across his face. I was like, damn, that can't be comfortable. There's no way that's comfortable.
No, it ain't, man. When I'm in it, I sweat so hard the back of my knees just sweat. And that's just the mask around my
nose. What do you think it is?
Obviously,
there's a suffocation.
Yeah, something with it. See, I just wear it. I sometimes find myself, it gets bad. I wear it all the way, and when I get in that grocery store, I'm good. Then maybe 15 minutes in, I got to just come down and get a breath. Then maybe 20 minutes in, I just slide it down from my nose, which probably defeats the purpose. And then by the time I get to the checkout, which is probably when I need it on the most, I'm all the way off.
Hey, have you seen?
Yeah, I got it as a tight necklace, dog. It's a choker. It's a choker by the time I get it.
Bro, have you seen the video that went viral? And I believe that what I saw, it was a lady in Texas somewhere. And apparently she goes in the same convenience store multiple times.
I want to see if I can do the rest of the segment with it on. Go ahead, tell your story.
She goes. Apparently she frequents this convenience store, and so these cats started videoing her, and she comes walking in. You got it on wrong, man. Come on, man.
Come on.
We've been doing this. You got it on wrong.
I got it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got it on
Maybe
wrong.
That's the, why
you
I can't
got a loose
this
loop
where
down
I be
here.
Wearing it. Oh, you're right. Maybe that's
both of those go
breathe.
Around your head, bro. There you go.
All right, go ahead.
I think one goes up top. One goes above your ear, one below your ear. One of your straps, fool.
I'm good, man. Go ahead. I'm good.
What?
See, look, my glasses.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I can't even do nothing with it.
I tell you what I'd do if I was you. I'd just quit grocery shopping. But anyway, this gal walks in this convenience store. I can't even do a damn radio show with you with that damn thing on your face, man. I look over at you and you look like some little kid in a mask or something.
I like that girl that was at that toilet.
I feel like I'm over there meeting your son, little show for the first time, and he came out in his favorite Ninja Turtle mask or something.
No, tell me about the girl. Tell me about
She comes in this convenience store, and she's got a paper mask on, like the doctors wear, you know, and she's got the mouth cut out of it. Like just a hole where the mouth is.
Bruh.
And dude's like, look, the dude behind the counter had seen her before. He said, hey, that's pretty cool what you did there. And she goes, oh yeah, man, it's so much easier to breathe. So I just thought I'd do it. She turns around, walks out. Dead serious.
She said, I'm keeping it right here. Right. Yeah. See this fool?
I said, you got to be kidding me. And then we got cats like you that got this big thing. That thing might as well be wool, show. Hell, no wonder you struggle in a grocery store.
I can't keep my glasses fog up the whole time. I'm in there just.
Did somebody tell you like you needed that you needed that kind of mask? Like you needed that one? Hell, you don't even know how to wear the damn thing. Did you read the instructions?
I didn't. I don't think I needed it. I just, as long as that puppy's covering nose to mouth, I'm good.
Well, where'd you get that thing, Chief?
Oh, my wife's mother dropped a whole bunch of them off.
That's
and
nice.
I picked this one up. I looked fashionable. I was like, this is a nice little blue one. I just can't breathe it.
I tell you, you know where that would be killer? Duck hunting.
I never been hunting.
Well, I've been hunting a few times, but that thing, because a lot of times you put the like your neck warmer, like it's a neck warmer, and you just pull it up over your mouth, and you got a beanie hat on or a hood on, and you're good. Well, a lot of times it ain't cold enough for all that. So if I just had something to cover, like my nose and mouth that's hanging out of my hood or it's hanging out of my beard, I'd be good to go, good. Man.
All right, man.
Yeah, you got a chance, right? That's how thick that is. I'd wear that duck hunting. You wear it in a damn grocery store in Texas in June.
It don't matter where I am. If I was in Antarctica, I'd be out here about to pass. From the 832 damn show, I load cargo vans in the sun with a mask on all day, 5 days a week. Hey, much love to you, because I'd have lost that job, Jack. I'd have lost that job, man. We'd have just been in. We'd have been doing something. I just can't. I'm just telling you, man. I can't.
I'm with you. I have a hard time breathing in one too. But it's. I mean, I think mine's not near as.
I do the best I can.
I'll
be up on that. I'll be up there because we got to wear it coming in and out, and I'm in there struggling. That's probably from my car to the 7th.
Oh, am I supposed to still be wearing mine coming in and out?
Oh man, come on.
Am I?
I don't. I
Am I supposed to be wearing my – look at little Miss Bulletproof,
see,
22
Bridget,
in there.
Bridget out here doing this like, I don't know if I'm in trouble or if I just said
when it's my time,
I'm
it's
gonna
my
tell
time.
You. Hey, Bridget, you check it out. That look you just gave
you
us –
You can't say that, Bridget. Hey. You can't say when it's my time, it's my time.
Yeah, that's what you say when you're 22 years old. You get up to 42, you're like, how many I got left? Hey, you know that look she just gave us that – she just gave us that look. My mama done slapped the teeth out of my mouth with that look right there. If I gave my mom that look back in the day, boy, she slapped me twice before I could take a breath.
Oh, man.
You're not my mom.
No, I know. You were just disgusted with us. I was just giving a visual there.
All hands on deck. I need help. I need some. Yeah, I'm taking a personal moment. It's Friday, and we filling these cups up. Mm-hmm. I need some real help. We'll get into that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.